Fashion designer Alexander McQueen, who died last year at the age of 40, left £50,000 to his dogs. Have you got any money that you're going to leave to your pets in your will? I suppose, and I think this, it's important to look after them when you're gone. If you leave your pets behind, you want to think they're looked after. Is £50,000 too much? How much would you leave? 0500 909 693, text us 85058. What have you put aside for your pets? Hannah Grice is a dog behaviour expert, joins us now. Hello, Hannah.
Hi, Tony. How are you?
I'm good. And Karen Pasquale-Jones is a journalist and is here as well. Hello, Karen.
Hello, Tony.
Hannah, first of all, do owners, really value their pets as highly as their kids?
You know, for many pet owners, their pets are very much loved, valued members of the family. So, you know, our law treats pets as property. So there's no reason why owners shouldn't make provision for their pets. You know, having a pet is a financial commitment, like having children. So it makes sense that we should make provisions to take care of our loved ones, be it furry or human, after we die.
If you leave £50,000, as Alexander McQueen has done to his dogs, how does that, what, I mean, it's more than dog food, that, isn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, that is a very large sum. But relative to his fortune as a whole, I mean, the fact that he referred to his dogs and his suicide note and left vast amounts to two animal charities out of the four in his will just shows you how much he was dedicated to animals. What I would say is, when you take a look at the bigger picture, he had three dogs, that's about $16,000 each. And you've got to look at the age that the pet's going to live for, so the cost of food per year, the cost of the routine vet bills each year, vaccinations, checkups, any special medical needs or treatments like tablets or special things like boarding when the pet carer is away, grooming, exercise, also the compensation you've got to consider for the carer's time. For and taking that, in that animal, and the inflation, possible effects of inflation. We've heard from ING Direct earlier that inflation is high at the moment. You know, and our pets' lives, you know, if they're going to be around for a long time, we've got to take into consideration that medical bills may increase, just as they generally do for humans.
Not to mention those little squeaky ferrets as well that they'll need for the rest of their lives.
Absolutely,
Karen, have you got pets?
No, I don't.
Would you consider leaving money to them if you had?
Absolutely not. I think it's absolutely ridiculous. He had 16 million, so you know, 50,000 you might think is fair enough, but 50,000 he also left each to two of his housekeepers, and it would have completely changed their lives. Imagine that you were left 50,000 and what you could do with it.
But you know, Karen, he probably, I'm not speaking for him, but he probably loved his pets more than he loved his housekeepers.
But that's wrong, isn't it?
Well, why is it wrong?
I don't think, I've got children, and I would leave everything to my children. I cannot believe that you can love an animal as much as you can love children.
Oh, you've never had one, have you?
No, I grew up on a farm, and we've talked about this before, Tony. I grew up on a farm, and dogs were outside working, and I had sheep, and I had horses, and I had goats, and I had everything, and they were part of my life, but I would never leave, you know, ridiculous sums of money to them. I mean, what are they going to be living on? Rump steak and caviar? And it costs £9 or £11 a month to insure your pets against absolutely everything. We can all go into supermarkets and see those leaflets. You do not need to leave 50,000. You could, how many children in Somalia could that help? You know, that could go to a much better cause than
Hannah, what do you make of what Karen's saying?
Well, to be honest, the whole concept of recognising pets' trust in this country dates back as far as 1842. So this is nothing new. It only makes the headlines when it's somebody who's rich or famous, like Alexander McQueen, leaving a lot of money, or, you know, the Leona Helmsleys of this world, who left millions to her dog. So for me, it's all relative. You know, I'm a pet owner. I work with hundreds of pet owners who, for them, their pet is, as I said, a very much loved, valued member of the family.
And that's a serious point that we made earlier, that many people love their pets more than they love other human beings.
And if you look at Alexander McQueen, he had lost his mother within a matter of a couple of weeks or less than that. He left vast amounts of money to his siblings and their children, plus vast amounts of money to charity. So who are we really in this day and age, when we've got freedom of choice, to criticise an individual when they have worked hard for their living to bequeath their money to whomever or whatever they choose. And also what's important to remember is that a lot of these charities rely heavily on the bequests of individuals when they pass, without people like the Alexander McQueens and even Mrs. Bloggs, who may leave, you know, pennies in comparison.
But the issue here is, I guess, is when you leave money to an animal charity, you can imagine that it's going to be governed properly. If you leave money to a pet, it's who gets custody of the pet, and do they spend the money on the pet or the themselves? That's quite a tricky issue, isn't it? Mark's on the line from Stoke. Hello, Mark.
Hi, good morning.
Mark, have you got a pet?
I haven't. I've had two in the past.
Right. Would you have left money to them?
Yes. Or what I would have done is, I had a thing from the Dogs Trust, so that if I died before they died, the Dogs Trust would look after them. Oh. And the Dogs Trust is also in my will. And I think it's very good. I mean, perhaps he should have left money to a charity, animal charity, but it's good what he did, because it places no financial burden on the cash-strapped rehoming centres.
Well, I believe he did leave money for
Battersea Dogs Home as well as that.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, you have to remember that every year, you had it on your programme recently, Tony.
Yeah.
Very sad to say, but at least 10,000 healthy dogs are put to sleep every year in this country because, let's be honest, they're not cute puppies. Very few people want them. So if he didn't leave the money, it could be argued that his pets might actually have been put to sleep.
Yeah, well, for all you knew, some people could have said, I don't want them.
Exactly, or what they might have done, Tony, is taken an old dog out of the rehoming centre, put him to sleep, and if, this fashion designer had cute dogs, they'd probably put the cute dogs in place.
Yeah.
Because in their mind, they'd have more opportunity of being rehomed.
Okay, good point, Mark. Good to speak to you. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Here's Andy in Southport. Hello, Andy.
Hi, it's all right, mate.
I'm all right, Andy. Have you got pets?
Got four cats, mate.
Four cats. Aww. What are their names? Let's introduce them.
Well, I've got Kelly and Maddie. They were rescue cats from the RSPCA.
Oh, yeah?
I've got Smudge.
Yeah?
He was a stray cat that turned up.
Oh, great band of stray cats.
And I've got Marvin.
And Marvin, Marvin's automatically my favourite.
No, he's a bad lad,
eh? Oh, is he? Listen, Andy, are you going to leave him any money? Have you put anything aside for them?
I've made a will up and everything. Well, I inherited the cats after my mum died, you see.
I see.
So, what it was is, to make sure they're all right, you can't actually leave the animals money.
Right.
You've got to make a provision in your will or whatever for somebody to look after them.
So hang on, have you made a provision or did your mum make a provision?
No, I've made the provision. I inherited the cats off my mother, my late mother.
Yeah, so all right, so you've now put... how much money have you put aside for them then?
Well, to my brother, who's going to look after him, £10,000.
£10,000?
So he has to look after the animals now until they... If I drop dead tomorrow, there's a provision in my will... He has to look after the cats if he wants to.
Yeah.
And then during their death, when they all snuff it, he'll look up for the £10,000.
Oh, I see.
You can't actually leave money to an animal.
No, I wasn't quite sure the ins and outs on him. So let me get this straight. You've left your brother. You've said to your brother, if you go tomorrow, he has the four cats till the end of their natural lives and he gets a £10,000 sweetener.
Well, that's the bottom line, yeah, but he doesn't actually know that because he's hit me well and everything.
Oh, I see.
You don't want to let too much slip, do you?
No, absolutely. You know, you're quite right on that. He might be listening tonight, Andy. You never know.
I doubt it. He'll be long, tough. He's up early in the morning.
All right, I'll see you safe then. Karen Pasquale-Jones, have a word with Andy. What's wrong with what he's done there?
I think... Well, how do you know? So if your brother just sort of gives them, you know, the most basic, horrible sort of cat food and just sort of ignores them and lets them get in a bad state, how, you know, he still gets the money. So how do you know that he's actually providing, not saying that your brother would really do that, but how do you know he's really going to look after them brilliantly and give them the sort of love and attention that you would?
Well, I don't, do I? No. That's the whole point of it. I'm looking after the cats because they're my cats. Now, if any decent human being would look after an animal, wouldn't they?
Of course they would, but you don't need. But you don't need 10,000.
I will outlive the animals.
But if I was your sister,
but if not, ultimately it's written in my will. If he doesn't want to look after, he doesn't have to.
And does he get the money still
though?
Then
like animal sanctuary, won't they?
But does he get the money though?
Then the money won't happen. He'll just get what he gets left in my will.
So he has to look after them to get the money.
He's only going to benefit. beneficiary from the will, if he looks after the animals, he's got the choice whether to opt in or opt out.
He's got to earn his dough.
I think he's going to say yes then, isn't he?
Of course he's going to say yes. Yeah. But he won't benefit from that money until the cats are both deceased. Long after me.
Well, he might get rid of them quite quickly, though.
Well, hang on, Karen. Well, she just raised the spectre there, Andy, of something. What if he bumps the cats off?
Well, how's he going
to
do that?
To get his 10 quid. Get 10 grand.
It's not going to work like that. Because ultimately, the bottom line falls within the person who has to look after my will upon my death. He's not going to pay out. He's not in his best interest to do that, is it?
This is like an Edgar Allan Poe novel. The cats have got to live a certain time or else
so
he doesn't get the 10 grand.
Is there a lawyer or
listen,
somebody like that?
How long
have
the cats
going
to live for? 20 years, top whack?
Yeah. How old are they now?
Yeah. Well, Smudgy's an old man. He's about 16.
Right, your brother's already rubbing
and,
his hands, look.
Kelly and Maddie, well, they've been with us since 2000.
Yeah.
And Marvin, he's Paul's cat anyway. He's about 6 or 7 now as it is.
All right. Listen, Andy, I hope you outlive your cats and I hope your cats have a long, long life. Good to speak to you.
So do I, and he won't get any more money, will he, my brother?
Oh, that's it. Keep it all your backside.
All right, Tone. Keep up the good work, son.
Cheers, Andy. Thanks, mate.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night.
Tony.
Yes.
Can I just tell you that Oprah Winfrey has written into her will that she's going to leave her dogs 30 million.
30?
What? Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, what
if she
can you do
if
with
she
that?
Dies before them,
yeah.
they get £30 million.
Well, she has got a lot of money though, hasn't she?
Yeah,
you know?
But £30 million, they can have obviously diamond encrusted collars, rump steak, caviar every day,
Top
and massages,
well,
cruises.
But Karen, you know, people do love their pets, and I'm going to say this now and be controversial. Some people love their pets more than they love their children.
That's wrong. That is wrong.
It's true though. Hannah, do you think that's true? That's true, isn't it? Come on, it's true. Be honest.
I have a lot of clients who treat their pets like their fur babies, and I think that's where we are in danger of sometimes humanising our pets, where we can then encounter problem behaviours and things like that, and that's where often I get involved, where there may be cases of that. Nevertheless, that's not to say you can't spoil your dog. If you want to buy a diamond crusted collar, the dog won't know, but you know, if it makes the owner happy, why not?
I'll just mention, I've just had a news flash from Paul Hawkins. Paul, what's your news flash?
Breaking news, my mum loves her dog more than me.
I told you.
I've got two brothers and she always gets the names mixed up. She'll go, Mark, Adam, Ben, the dog's name. Paul. I come last in that list.
Is this the dog that runs to the door when it hears a doorbell and you've not even got a doorbell?
That's it, yeah. That's right, yeah. Yeah.
Great. We've got and I didn't know that story, but close to home, look, that close to home, we've already found someone who loves their pet more than their child, Karen.
That's absolutely disgusting. Are you joking, or does she really love it more than you?
No, well, when she gets the names muddled up, my name always comes last. Ben's name comes first. Ben, the Australian Silk Terrier.
Let's hope that if she ever needs, you know, help and everything, the dog helps her then, but before you do.
No, it's done a better job so far.
I'm not sure if Rachel's got any texts yet on pets. I think there's some coming in. We'll get some of those in just a moment. Karen, thank you very much indeed.
My pleasure.
Hannah as well, thank you.
Thanks.
Good. If you love your dog more than your child, do give us a ring. I'd love to hear from you.
I'm just learning about how to leave money to your pets here online. It's very interesting.
Yeah. I thought about it.
Is there special solicitors for that?
It's all about trust and having guarantors.
It's now something else I need to worry about.